This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Hey all, Adam here. What you're about to hear is the very first live broadcast of Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast. This was the first time our panel has ever gotten the chance to speak in front of a camera and to a live audience. It's unscripted, uncut, and unedited, so hopefully we didn't screw it up too badly. Nah, I'm just kidding. It's fine. Anyway, if you want to see some of the visual elements we were discussing, definitely go check out the original video recording on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TaylorTalk13, or in the show notes for this episode at TaylorTalk.org/episode95. Before I spoil anything good for you, I'm just going to get it rolling, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
Are we live? It says live up there.
It says live, are we? It doesn't show up on the YouTube page yet.
I don't know. Isn't there a 30-second delay?
Yeah, I remember there's a delay, so we are live right now. So.
Oh, jeez, we are live. Well, you know
what?
Before I start talking, I want to see it on the YouTube page. Make sure everybody else sees it, too.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll be able to tell because they'll all, like, leave a comment. Hopefully. Hopefully they care.
There we go.
This is coming live.
There's Adam.
Oh,
where?
Wow, I hear it.
It's live.
I don't see me.
Uh-oh. I don't see anybody. What's happening?
Wait, there I am.
Okay, yep, you're live. Let's go.
I can't see nothing.
It'll show up.
Does that mean everybody's hearing that delay from a minute ago?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, all right, well, this is our first attempt at a live episode, so. Well, I think I should look. Some people are like, it's going to be on every second. Refresh the page.
Oh, it's working now, guys.
It's working. Refresh, and then I'll get it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Perhaps I should begin then.
Okay.
As I always do. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Taylor Talk episode 95, our first ever live episode. My name is Adam.
I'm Maya.
I'm Diane.
And I'm Steve.
Who is that second person talking?
Oh, hey.
Maya's back.
Yay, Maya.
So, Maya, there's a lot that's changed since you've been gone. I know it feels like it's been forever. And, I mean, like, we're live now.
I know. This is interesting.
People can see your face. And, hey, this is the first time I've seen your faces. Diane and Maya, you two look lovely.
Oh, thanks.
Well, thank you.
Steve, you look handsome.
Thank you, sir.
Everyone here looks great.
Just making it a little bit awkward there for you. But another thing that's changed, Steve is actually funny on occasion.
Ooh.
I know, that's cool. Sometimes. Sometimes.
Are your jokes still awful?
I don't know. Let's find out. Maybe I should tell a joke to break the ice.
Okay, let's do that.
Let me see. I had a joke here on my screen somewhere and I lost it. There it is. All right, Maya. Knock, knock.
Yeah. Who's there?
Doris.
Doris who?
Doris locked. That's why I'm knocking.
Oh, wow.
Now you get it. Now you get it.
Yeah. Yep, okay, I'm back.
Maya knows
Maya's
where
been
she
reinitiated.
Is now.
So I feel like we have a lot of brand new people out there right now, probably because they're looking for the contest announcement, and I'm going to be a big tease and tell everybody that the contest winner is not going to be announced till the end of the episode. You got to see.
You would do that, Adam.
Blabbering on. It's torture, right?
Yes, it is.
Absolute torture for people. We're going to go through a regular episode, though, with our regular segments, beginning with the news, which, of course, you guys know the most recent bit is that Taylor was a surprise guest at Ed Sheeran's sold-out Madison Square Garden show in New York City last night, performing Everything Has Changed. And conveniently, I'm glad Maya's finally back this episode because she was there. So, Maya, if you don't mind telling us a bit about it. I haven't even watched the video. I'm terrible. But maybe you can make it, like, I can visualize it.
Okay, well, there were rumors all day that Taylor was going to show up, and I'd heard that he was in New York, so people were kind of freaking out. So it was Ed's second sold-out Madison Square Garden show, which was really cool, and he did a whole bunch of songs, and everything was going as, you know, normal. And then all of a sudden, this guitar tech walks on stage carrying a microphone, puts it next to him, and I look and I notice that it was not just a microphone, it was a microphone covered in red rhinestones.
Oh, what?
We know what that
I'm
means.
Like, I've seen that mic before. I've seen that mic a lot of times before. I know who goes with that mic. And then I was sort of on the side, and I looked over, and I saw Taylor's mom come out and stand on the side of the stage to watch. But once everyone saw the mic, everyone started like screaming in the arena. And Ed said some really nice things about how Taylor was. He said, "I have this friend, and she's like a big part of the reason why I'm here." And like talked about how great it was being on tour, and said, "You know, everybody welcome Miss Taylor Swift." And she walked out wearing an adorable shirt that said "I Heart Ed" on it. And the heart was a British flag. And they did Everything Has Changed, and it was cool because it was the first time that they've performed it with just, like, the two guitars that they wrote it on, and, like, no, like, backup or anything. So it was adorable. It was so fun. So she just came for that one song and made everyone lose their minds, and, yeah, it was really fun.
That's awesome. So part of the fun of doing a live episode right now is for those of you on our YouTube channel, there's a whole comment stream so you guys can actually interact with the show in a way you've never been able to before. And I was just flipping through it while I was trying to pay attention to Maya, but I may have only been halfway paying attention.
That's about normal for you, Adam.
Is that pretty standard, Steve?
Yeah, it is. At least it wasn't one of those. Can you repeat that, Maya? I wasn't listening to what you were saying.
Yeah, at least it wasn't that. Ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've just noticed a few things here. Miss Perfect 774, Steve, said that your room is epic.
Yay!
Thank you. It is pretty epic. Shout out to you. I'm jealous of all of those posters.
And then right below that, Sophia says, "I told my mom I was doing homework in order to watch us." So.
Ooh, sneaky.
Sneaky.
Yeah, well, hopefully your mom doesn't catch you, because then we'd be in trouble, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, next bit of news. Extra TV interviewed Taylor recently about going back into the studio and filming The Giver in South Africa, and although Taylor is excited about her upcoming role in the film, she assures us she won't abandon music for the movie. She said, "I live to write songs." So that video we're going to put up in the episode guide for you, which those of you watching live won't be able to actually see yet, because we haven't made it yet. But when it is made, for those of you listening later, because this will be up on iTunes as any other episode will be, that'll be at taylortalk.org/episode95. So go watch it. In the meantime, Diane, what is coming up on the calendar?
Well, we have so many things coming up, guys. Tomorrow, first of all, are the YouTube Music Awards. Taylor is up for Artist of the Year and YouTube Phenomenon for I Knew You Were Trouble. You can vote for her last minute by sharing the two videos on Twitter and Facebook, and we will also have those videos for you linked in the guide that will be out tomorrow that Adam previously mentioned. Also, on November 3rd, Taylor will be performing on X Factor UK. No word yet on what song she is going to sing, but of course we're going to find out tomorrow. The final nominations for the People's Choice Awards will be announced on November 5th, and I just want to say thanks for all you guys for voting for Taylor, because I'm sure she really appreciates that.
Nice one. I had to drop it.
I didn't know you were going to do that. That kind of scared me.
Sorry.
It's okay. And this Wednesday, November 6th, are the 47th Annual CMA Awards in Nashville. Taylor is scheduled to perform. Why are you still laughing, Maya?
Because Adam has facial hair.
Guys, the people want to know what's in the calendar. This is serious business.
Yes.
I know. I'm sorry. For those who are listening later that can't watch, we'll try and make it as not awkward as possible for you, but there are visual effects we're using, so sorry about that.
Yeah, I believe you just had a beard suddenly, and then it disappeared. Is that what happened?
Hey, you want to play a quick game of Who Am I? Who am I?
Sure. You're Meredith.
Yay, Meredith.
I'm Meredith.
Okay, back to the calendar, if Adam will let me do this.
Go for it.
So this Wednesday, which is November 6th, are the CMA Awards in Nashville. Taylor is scheduled to perform a special version of Red, and she's also nominated for 6 awards. You can watch the award show this Wednesday on ABC at 8, 7 Central. And finally, later this month, on November 24th, the 2013 American Music Awards will air live on ABC, also at 8, 7 Central. Taylor is nominated for 5 awards, and you can vote for her at ama.votenow.tv, but only if you're from the United States. If you're not from the United States, you can also vote for her via Twitter. All you have to do is mention @TaylorSwift13, the award you want to nominate her for, and add the hashtag AMAs. So an example of that would be @TaylorSwift13, Artist of the Year, hashtag AMAs. You have until November 15th to vote for her, so get going right now. The end.
Oh, thank you for that. Sorry, I just get distracted. I'm reading the live stream. I've got Diane, somebody says great shirt to you. Someone said your shirt is awesome.
Thank
A lot
you.
Of people commenting on your shirt, so that's pretty cool.
I'm glad you like it. I think Taylor has one too, so...
Yeah, I have Sophia asking, Adam, what was on your face?
It's a mustache. So we can do fun things like this. Here, I have a goatee.
Oh, boy. Holly says she's crying right now.
I just realized my shirt is
crying
would
be a happy face. The happy face crying.
I'm wearing a Taylor shirt, I promise. You just can't see it.
Was that the mine shirt?
Yes, it is.
Ooh.
If we're talking shirts right now.
Oh, look at that.
All right, Adam wins.
You represent.
Yeah, a little bit of, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Steve got that. Anyway, so thank you for the calendar, Diane, and thank you to everybody participating right now. Now, for those who are participating... This is the moment that we really, really want you to help us out with. We're going into our main discussion, and we decided, because it's been the talk of the town lately, that fifth album speculation is kind of where it's at. There's been a lot of articles about it. Taylor's most recent tweet saying, sitting in the studio writing the next album and wanted to thank you for the American Music Award nominations was pretty awesome. That got like 21,000 retweets, so people are pretty excited about it. So let's kind of... briefly get into it and just kind of figure out like what's been influencing Taylor lately. Anybody got any thoughts on that?
Well, obviously last night she hung out with Mr. Ed Sheeran, so she's been spending a lot of time with him, and I feel like since, you know, they wrote a song together on her last album, maybe we might see more of that on the next album. And I mean, I'm definitely not going to complain if there's another Ed Sheeran Taylor Swift song.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, so, Diane, are you kind of looking at possible collaborations? Is that what you're thinking right now?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Because we know Ed has written more songs with her than we have heard.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which, there's like, what, another 2 songs or something like that that's on his iPad or iPod? iPhone, so, one of those.
I'm assuming he still has it. He keeps losing it.
Somebody else may have that song now.
You're right. So, I mean, other artists, something I thought about that kind of dates back a little while is when she was talking about working with Pat Monahan from Train. Because that song they wrote together, which Pat said was called Babe, never actually made it onto Taylor's album.
Right.
Onto Red. It was written for Red. So I wonder if there's going to be any Red overflow. I mean, that's kind of not likely, but maybe it's just optimistic.
He's mentioned it. Since the album came out, though. So I'm thinking maybe they're planning to release it in some other way. Like
right.
Maybe on Train's next album or as a single, or maybe, I mean, it could be on her next album. I don't know.
Except the way Pat said it, though. He said it was for Taylor's album.
Mm.
He said it's Taylor's song. I just helped her on it. That's not the direct quote, but that's more or less what he was saying. Somebody said in the chat now they want to see Steve. So, Steve, you're going to take the big screen for a minute. Say hi to everyone, Steve.
Hello. All right, I'm on the big screen now.
Steve has a spotlight.
I think Steve's a little embarrassed right now.
No, I keep a low profile. That's all. It's all good. All
right. Say bye to Steve. All right, I'm back with my clown face.
With your red hair. And your red glasses, talking about red.
Is this more fitting for me?
Devil horns.
Yeah,
I've got devil horns on now.
It's very uncanny right there.
Yeah, so I hope we're not confusing the heck out of people listening to this. Somebody said you look funny. Well, that's rude. I'm not taking
it personally. I think you're trying to look funny.
Yeah, that's the idea. So, keeping with
our... I need to mention for a second that someone commented that they're in their school bathroom watching this. Hannah Coat 13. I'm very impressed with you right now.
Hannah! Nice.
Thank you for doing that.
Wow.
Really cool. Hi.
Wow. She, I believe, said before she wasn't even going to be able to make this chat. So the fact that she's watching us in her school bathroom is kind of funny.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
So let's turn real quick to our chat here and see what some other people are saying. We've got someone who says in our live chat that they would love an acoustic version. But that's a better fit for, or an acoustic album, but that's a better fit for Greatest Hits. So what would you guys think of an all-acoustic album?
I would like it, but I don't think it's appropriate yet in her career.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't think she's quite there yet.
Right. Oh my gosh, people are writing in faster than I can read it. But, Steve, you got a hello shout-out from our good buddy, the Swift Agency, Augustine.
Right now. Hello, Augustine.
Talk before, so shout out to you, Augustine. Man, this is getting super awkward switching back between the listeners' submissions and us. So let's talk a little bit about what direction she could go next, because Taylor was quoted in the Associated Press saying, "I think the goal for the next album is to continue to change and never change in the same way twice." So, I mean, rewinding the clock a little, looking at the first four albums we've gotten, I mean, do you see a change between some of the earlier stuff? Red was a huge change to me, but...
Yeah, I feel like Red was very, like, almost pop rock in a way. I mean, she had a couple songs that were a little bit country on there, you know, with the twang and whatnot, but, I mean, it was mostly pop rock to me. And that's definitely different from what we've seen from her first two albums, which are mostly country. So it's like... almost in the way she's moving away from country, but she still kind of keeps her ties sometimes with a song or two, but like the whole album might not be, you know, it's like moving toward a pop kind of feel. That's what I think.
Right. Yeah, Speak Now was much of a, it was a transition album, it seemed to be, where it was kind of like half country and then half pop. And then really with Red, we've kind of switched to a new, like just a bigger sound and everything else like that. That's one thing I noticed on Red. It wasn't something that was just, you know, gone was a lot of the country twang. I mean, it was some of the singles she was releasing the country were not as strong of a country single, and right. The ones that she was releasing for pop radio were like huge mega success, so that you could see the change there. And I think it's good that she's going to change again, because that's how you stay on top. You got to keep all the fans on their toes and, you know, bring in new people too that, you know, may have not liked Taylor's music. I've had a lot of people say that they weren't a big fan of hers until all of a sudden they heard We Are Never Getting Back Together. That was like a big one for them, and then all of a sudden they became a Taylor fan all of a sudden.
Well, Steve, I think that changing is how she brings in those new fans in the first place. I mean,
right,
is that what you're
exactly.
getting at?
Yeah, exactly.
Forgive me if I only half pay attention. I'm getting so distracted by this live stream of people like going in, because a friend of ours that's watching, actually, Kaylee, said the album is about me.
Oh, about Kaylee, really?
Yeah.
I think that is
Wait,
accurate.
About me as in Kaylee or me as
no,
in...
No, no,
no,
as in
it's
Adam.
About
she says
Adam.
The album is about you.
Oh, wow.
Of course
That
it.
Would not be good for your ego.
No, that would not be. Unless she says some mean things to Adam, that would be what would be the best part. Then that would hurt his ego.
Steve, then I would cry.
Maybe.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh.
So, you know, there was that article. What were you going to say, Steve? I totally started talking, and then you just started to go. So why don't you go?
It's all good. You know, what about concept album? That's kind of what I'm thinking. You know, she's going to have to step into something completely different. Like a concept album, if you're not totally aware of it, is it like the whole album beginning to end kind of has its own like theme?
Story?
Yeah, story to it.
But doesn't
okay.
she kind of
she kind of does
do that? I mean, a lot of the songs are interrelated. I mean, specifically with Red, Steve, you have the bulk of it was about one relationship.
True.
But are you talking about... Yeah, but would it be more like you meet someone, you date, you fall in love, something happens, you break up, and then you move on? Is that what you mean by the concept album? Like, you make it a whole, like, linear story instead of just pieces of the same story?
Well, I'm looking at it from the perspective of Taylor doing something that she hasn't done yet. And, like, a lot of big artists, at some point in time in their career, made a concept album. So it's kind of like she's not done a concept album yet, so maybe that's a possibility. That could be a direction that she goes, that, you know, it's tied in beginning to end, and you don't know. I mean, sometimes those concept albums become, like, big Broadway plays, too. So wouldn't that be crazy? You know, someday we go cool. and see Taylor on, you know,
on Broadway.
Her whole album on Broadway. That would be awesome.
That would be so different from where she's been right now. But yeah, that would be incredible. Oh my gosh.
That would be super cool. And it's interesting you said that, Steve, because a lot of what you said kind of ties into this article that I hope you guys read called The Five Directions Taylor Could Go on Her Next Album. It was published on radio.com by a writer named Kyle Kramer. And one of the things he said was, what was it? It was like his third point. I don't even have the article in front of me.
Oh, I have the article right in front of me. It was actually a really good article. I was
pretty impressed. Oh, he said, go Yeezus experimental.
Right.
That was a little confusing, because I don't know what Yeezus is. Steve, do you know what that is?
That's Kanye West album. Oh.
Okay.
I don't think Taylor's going to go Kanye. That would just be weird. I think of all of the things that she could do, doing an art album is not likely. That would just be weird.
But lot of times she is changing, like, what she's doing. Like, early on, like, the early albums, one of the major points of it was, like, she writes her own songs. She does not need someone else there to write her songs with. She can write them on her own. But then she decided, okay, let's mix it up here when I do Red, and let me get involved with some of the best producers in the business and write some, you know, major songs that I wouldn't have been able to write on my own. She's even said that about Shellback and Max Martin, that the direction that they were able to help her go was amazing and something she wouldn't have been able to do on her own.
Well, Steve, something I like in this article about them is she, I don't remember if it was a quote from her, but they said that they took her in a weird direction, that they could go weird and dark. And it's interesting because if you go to our live chat, I keep losing it, but it's somewhere around here. Somebody said that they hope Taylor goes dark.
I think she's going to keep experimenting for sure. Like, I think that there will be collaborations on the next album that will be surprising and more sort of like new sounds. It's like, I don't, like, she never does the same thing twice. I think it's going to be just like Red was a departure from everything. Every album has been a departure from everything she did before. I think it's going to be, you know, a similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Makes sense.
Look into the live chat, Steve. You sort of indirectly got called out here. People are yelling. Samantha Eat Cookie said, we don't say the K word. Mail2013 said,
sorry.
No Kanye. Taylor Vegas said, don't say the K word. Shelly123 said, wait, you're mentioning the K word?
Yeah,
you remember that time we said we weren't going to say that anymore?
Well, that was because we normally edit the episodes, and then we accidentally say it, and then we can take it out. We can't do that here. But let's talk about the dark. Like, are we talking I Knew You Were Trouble kind of dark? Are we talking about, like, kind of slow and sad?
Steve, I Knew You Were Trouble is something she already did, so I don't know if that's necessarily the direction that dark would take it, because she already did it. She's talking about going a different direction.
Yeah, but she might go beyond. Like,
right, that would be the base.
Dark. Yeah, but she might, like, launch off from that.
What, do you think she's going to go, like, emo goth? Like, next tour we're going to see Taylor on stage with, like, black eyeliner and, like, scary?
Someone
that
in the comments
would be a different direction.
Made a good point. Rosie said, I don't think she's found herself yet, which is why every album is so different.
That's great.
Oh, that's interesting. Very she might good. Be searching for, like, her niche. Yeah.
That's a fair point. There are so many people in this chat right now, I can't keep up. I love it. Thank you, guys. Seriously. So let's look at another direction this author says she could go. 100% pop. I don't know what to think about
I don't know. I think mostly pop could happen, but I don't think, like, I don't think she's not, like, a one-genre person. Like, right. I don't think she's ever going to do an album of, like, just one thing. Like, even her first album was, you know, crossover, is pop country. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think she could do a whole album of one thing. She's like, she has too many ideas.
Exactly. Why is nobody else using the funny faces? Like, I got my hat on.
Because in the comments keep saying it's distracting.
Right. And people that are going to be listening to this on the podcast are going to be like,
they don't know what we're doing. I don't want to leave them out.
Although someone did say that when you had the devil horns on, that it reminded them of Taylor's Halloween costume from years ago.
Well, how about this one? Can I wear a birthday hat since this live episode is celebrating our second birthday?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Wait. Adam, there's a joke for you.
Someone sent a joke?
From Emily.
I got to go find it. I got to go find it. Adam, I have a joke. What did the llama say when he got kicked off the farm? Alpaca my bags.
Nice.
Oh, wait, hang on, wait for it. Now I got to get back to this thing, so that way I can do... Wait for it.
Oh,
yeah.
So much effort for that.
Yeah.
It was, but the effort was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So 100% pop we've kind of ruled out then, right? Is that what you guys are thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would you want to put yourself that way? I mean, you could be the point that... Then you're not going to be able to go to the CMA Awards and the ACMs. I mean, she gets to go to all Everything. Sorts of music awards. Yeah. AMAs. You don't
restrict yourself to
Grammys. Right.
Exactly. That's a fair point. So, another point. What about hip hop fusion? Mixing a little hip hop in. She already did the song with B.O.B., and that song's awesome. Both of Us is a great song.
Yeah, she did a good job.
I think she might do more collabs like that with other people, but that's not her thing. You know, like, I don't think that's going to be what her album is. I think she likes to branch out and do stuff like that with other people, but that's not her happy place.
Taylor loves her hip hop.
She does.
She does.
But she's a songwriter. She's not a rapper.
Are you sure?
I mean,
what if she does Ed Sheeran style rap?
Ooh.
She has her hanging out with him.
I can't imagine that.
Yes, I made Maya laugh.
I'm glad Taylor, but she can't. She no.
I feel like if she rapped, I mean, we of course would love her for it, but I feel like a lot of people would rag on her. Like, oh, the white girl can't rap. And I can say that because I'm a white girl, but.
No, you can't do that. Look what happened to Julianne.
Let's not get crazy.
So somebody just said something in the chat, and I lost it because a million other messages came through. Where'd it go? I feel like it was... Oh, my gosh. I totally lost it. I want to say it was... Oh, there we go. Monique. Someone suggested folk/indie.
Mm. Well, that was... Wasn't that the last choice that was on there, one of the directions she could go?
Yeah, it was one of them.
Was it in that article?
Yeah, at the very end, it was kind of the last one there, but a lot of it was tied into the fact of Nashville and the music scene there. I mean, there is a lot of country music in Nashville, but there also is a bunch of folk music and just a little bit of everything. Plus, you got to look at some of the more indie, like look at the Lumineers, Imagine Dragons. I can't remember half the other ones. Adam, that halo does not fit you well, so please take that off. but that's like a huge sound right now. It's kind of the indie is in, hipster is in, and that's what, you know, the article was referring to if she goes more that route, because we know Taylor is a hipster.
Yeah, but I don't see... excuse me. I don't see... I know, I tried to hold that in so bad, and it just didn't work. But Taylor's not one to conform just because that's what's popular. She's going to write how she feels. So
right,
I don't
that's
see
some of her
that...
influences, though. Like, if that's what's influenced, like, that's why I always say it's kind of, I always want to know what music influences Taylor. Like, where did she get her influences from? I think one of the things is she continues to get new influences as time goes on. That's one thing I think that actually makes her great, that she doesn't go, okay, now I'm successful. I'm already the best at everything here. I don't need to see what other people are doing and, you know, like different things. And she just listens to other people's music and gets some new fresh ideas from there and takes it on from there.
Well, one point that article made, though, Steve, is the fact that, like, she does have that drive to conquer other genres, since she already conquered, like, country. She's kind of climbing the ladder in pop. So, mm-hmm. I mean, are you saying that's a deterrent for her, or that encourages her to conquer what she hasn't already?
I think she's one of those people that she'll go and conquer something new. You know, it's always something, even in that... what was the extra video that we watched there? One of the things that they mentioned about was The Giver, and that she was happy to have a small role. That was one of the big things, and I even think we mentioned that on a previous episode, where, you know, that is exactly where she wants to be. With, okay, so let me just dabble a little bit here. You know, she was also in The Lorax and did a voiceover for that, but it wasn't like she was jumping headfirst into something. She just starts dabbling in it, and if she gets good at it and enjoys it, then she just makes it a bigger part of her life. That's all.
All right, well, here's a question off the stream here. Man U World Champs asked, how about a more rock-based album for the fifth album? We know she can do it.
Right?
She doesn't have that many rock songs.
Could happen.
I feel like that's more probable than any of the things we've talked about.
I mean, again, I don't think it would be an entire album like that. I think there could be influences. Like, I think it could be sort of like an expansion of what she did with State of Grace.
Mm-hmm.
But, right. State of Grace was exactly what I was thinking when I heard the word rock, because that's definitely her rock album. Or song, sorry.
Yeah. The whole thing's an album.
One of her big influences that really we haven't seen her, I don't know if she's ever performed with, is... Bruce Springsteen. I mean, she's tweeted pictures of her with Bruce Springsteen backstage and that stuff.
Yeah, I think he came to a concert, too.
He came to our show, but they didn't sing together.
He did, and there was actually an interesting article as well, and I wish I kept it, Steve. I had no idea you were going to bring that up. Something about how Taylor Swift is like a modern Bruce Springsteen. I don't remember exactly how they made that comparison, but they did.
I think it's mostly because she's like one of the only people who can sell out stadiums anymore and just like engage a huge crowd.
Right. I think that is what it had to do. I think it had to do with her performance, her onstage performance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm giving the panda bear sitting behind me a full camera shot.
There you go.
Oh.
I figured
he was waiting for him to attack or something like that.
He wanted to watch the the panda wanted to watch the show, Steve, so I couldn't say no.
Very nice.
Maybe I should have said no.
Oh, but I see what you did there.
Steve sees what I did.
Yep.
So, do you guys have any other thoughts on her fifth album? I feel the need to keep talking, because how far into this are we? I don't even know right now.
31
I don't know. There's no timer.
Minutes.
31 and a half minutes into it. And I just want to keep talking to provide like some entertainment to for everybody. But
that's what we're here for, right?
Right.
So, here, speaking of The Rock, though, a couple people now, including the original person who suggested it, also said Better Than Revenge is a rock one. Do you guys see that as rock?
It's very edgy.
Someone said Eyes Open is rock, which I would agree with. I think it's closer to rock anyways.
I love how people also keep going back to, oh, Eyes Open is rock. Someone threw that out.
That's what I just said that, Adam.
Oh. he wasn't listening.
I was reading the feed.
He wasn't listening. Right there, prime listeners. Example.
I was reading the
feed. To deal with.
Yes. But we
forgive
love
me. Forgive me for dividing my attention between you and everybody that's tuned in, because there are a lot of people tuned in right now, and I feel a lot of pressure to, you know, listen to what they have to say. That's why they're here, right?
Right, exactly. We need their input, too. Makes this episode that much better.
A lot of people do keep going back to Indian folk.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems weird for me, for Taylor.
I mean, I think that's just because that's sort of what's doing well on radio right now. Like that Avicii song and like Phillip Phillips and those kind of people, or like Mumford and Sons, you know, that kind of like stompy, folky sound. I think she could do that. I don't know how well it would go. Actually, you know, it's her. I'm sure it would go well. But, again, like, I think it would be a song on the album. I don't think it would be the whole album. Because I can't imagine her, like, putting herself into a box like that. Like, I don't think she's ever going to be, like, I'm one genre. You know, I think she's always going to be creative and try new things and, like, go in different directions and, like, push the limits.
One of the things I have a problem with the whole folk going that route is, to me, a lot of that's always, like, almost best enjoyed, small acoustic area there, very intimate, like, little coffee shop sort of thing. And I don't know, to pull that off in, like, arenas and stadiums, that's the tough one to me. Like, yeah, you can do rock, and you can rock out a whole stadium. That makes total sense, but I just don't see how that can translate as well.
Yeah, I think folk for Taylor, it would be hard because it would be so small. Like, the sound wouldn't be as big as her shows are normally, you know, with all the sets and the props and the dancers. And I just don't see that going well with the folk. You're right, Steve. They don't really pair together.
It works, though. Like, I don't know. Like, I just saw Ed Sheeran play a sold-out show at Madison Square Garden. Is him and a guitar for 2 hours, and it was fantastic.
But Ed Sheeran
is... So it's possible.
Ed Sheeran is different than Taylor, though. Ed Sheeran did that every show opening for her also, and he does that type of stuff where he can manage his loop pedal and guitar and banging on stuff
all of that
at the same time. Taylor's got, like, a whole band to support her.
Doing whatever, folk or sort of like quieter music, doesn't mean that you can't play big shows. You can, you just have to do it right.
Yeah, but the thing is Taylor is far more theatrical than Ed is. Like,
but
it's in her nature.
To be.
But it's in her nature to be. Like, she wouldn't do anything different on tour.
Well, Adam, that's interesting you brought that up, because that was another one of the points that was in that article, and that was to the point of going to a point of having, like, kind of stripped-down sort of music. I mean, because she definitely has, like, a very high energy, full of everything kind of, you know, songs and performances, and to kind of get more back to a basic sort of musical sound is one of the ways that the article said that she could go.
Evan in our chat here just said we're running out of time on the time bar. Does anyone know?
No, it just does that. It's like...
Oh, good. It just, like, refreshed itself. Woo!
Yeah, no, we're good. It's
okay. That scared me for a sec. I thought, like, YouTube was going to kick us out of our live chat here. I'm sorry, Steve. What were you just saying? You were saying...
He wasn't listening again.
Steve, I was distracted by the fact that I thought we were going to get kicked out.
Adam never listens to any of us.
No, it's okay. No, but it was to the point that she would go and actually have music that was maybe not, like, as, I don't know, just all the techniques and stuff that she's put in to make a big show out of it, you know, big songs to kind of get more to back to a basic sort of guitar and voice sort of sound. That was one of the other points in that article.
Okay, I got you now. Thank you for that, Steve.
Yes.
So what else do we have on Fifth Album, or should we move on to mini-segments and get our listeners even more involved?
I got one more.
Steve's got one more for us. Let me switch you to the big camera. There you go.
So what about Sweeter Than Fiction? Like, to build off of that. Like, is that the direction that
you see? Goes all 80s pop on us?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I realize I've said this like six times, but like I think that there's a possibility of there being a bit of anything. But I don't think it is rational to be like, Taylor's going to do an entire album of like 80s songs. Like, no, she's not going to do that. She might do one that sounds like the 80s, but like then she'll also do 12 more that'll be totally different.
What you're saying kind of is like in the fifth album we might be able to expect like a hip hop song or like country and pop, and she might experiment in all these different genres, but
yeah,
make them kind of fuse together.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you just look at what she did with "I Knew You Were Trouble," no one expected her to do that.
Like, a little bit of dubstep.
Yeah. So like, I think that she could easily pull something like that on us again and just go in a totally different direction. But like, you know, it's still her. Like, I saw a few people in the comments say, like, you know, Taylor's her own genre. And I think that's
exactly right. We've been saying that for a very long time. And, yeah. Steve, I'm actually glad you brought up that point, which I'll get to in a sec. One thing that's kind of really weird right now is a lot of people are tweeting us pictures of ourselves on YouTube.
Are they really?
Oh, this is weird.
Yeah, oh, so they're all. It just sunk into you guys, didn't it? There are a lot of people looking at your face right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but Steve, now getting back to your point of Sweeter Than Fiction, whether or not that can be an indicator as to what we'll see on the fifth album, something I was thinking about is on Red, she collaborated a lot with Max Martin and Shellback, who are well-known writers, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Ed Sheeran and Gary Lightbody are the only actual, like, performers, you know, actual musicians, well, not musicians, but performers that she co-wrote with.
Right.
And, I'm wondering if maybe she's going in a direction where she'll work more with actual performers, because that could kind of take the writing in a different direction, because their influences would be a little bit different, because they are writing to perform on the stage and on their studio album, where actual songwriters are more lyricists and sort of musicians that are kind of behind the mic, so to speak.
Well, are you talking collaborations, or are you just talking to work with them to write the songs?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both, because I think writers that write to actually perform their songs, being these performers, like Jack Antonoff of Fun and Taylor and Ed, they just sort of have a different style of writing, if that makes sense.
No, that does make sense.
Because, like, Shellback and Max Martin write to... They write to
give their song to someone else to sing. Like,
yes. They're writing songs to go on the album. They're not writing to them to have themselves get out on stage in front of an audience. So inevitably it's going to be different, if that makes sense.
Right. I got one other thing, and actually I think it was Diane brought it up before, so Taylor's been going to the dance studio a lot lately, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's so weird.
And it's a question of, well, is she doing that to, you know, stay in shape or, you know, improve her dancing? Or Diane, if you want to take it from here, if you know where I'm going with this, you mentioned something about what you thought the next album.
Are you suggesting, like, she could do a dance album or, like, throw in some dance songs and perform and, like, really go for it on stage? Is that kind of where you're going?
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, because that's what you've mentioned before. You were thinking that that's a possibility.
I mean, I don't think I was 100% serious when I said that, because I don't know. I just can't imagine that happening. But the only way I could see that happening is if she went in more of like a pop direction, because to me, when I think of people who dance on stage, like their genre tends to be more pop.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like.
Right, right.
Yeah. Like, if she just took her next album in an entirely, like, 22 direction.
Right.
Yeah.
Then there would be more dancing. I think that she might do more songs like that just because they're so fun. And it seems like she likes performing those, you know.
Right.
So,
I'm not saying the whole album would be that way. I think, if anything, the fifth album's going to probably be a smorgasbord of all sorts of musical influences and styles. Something along the lines of that. But
Steve, did you just say smorgasbord?
Yeah, he
did. I did say smorgasbord. That's
that
a perfect word.
For that. Word.
Smorgasbord.
That's a good word, sir.
Taylor Thanks. Talk word of the day.
That's smorgasbord. Use it in a sentence.
So we got an interesting question in our live chat.
Okay.
Nathan Harvey asks us, "Who's this Taylor person y'all are talking about?"
I don't know.
Well, Nathan.
I think she's on my shirt. I don't. Is that? This one?
It was a joke. Nathan is a friend of ours. We know who he is. Hey, Nathan. that was pretty funny. I'm glad you're tuned in, buddy. I hope we don't embarrass ourselves in front of you. I hope you want to be our friend after this still.
he's already looking for new friends.
I promise.
Right. Now, I keep going off of these people, and I'm sorry. I swear I'm listening to you guys like halfway while also trying to manage our Twitter account and the live stream and text messages from people at the same time. But Michelle says that we should speculate a little on the theme of the album and not just the genre.
Oh, that's a good point, because she always has a theme that ties all of these songs together. So, that's like an entirely separate discussion.
Well, what were the themes? Let's think for a sec. What were the themes on the previous albums?
I just feel like it's so hard for us to speculate this right now without having, like, she hasn't said anything about the subject matter of the next album yet.
Yeah, we also don't really know, like, exactly what she's been through. I mean, we can guess based on, like, tabloids or whatever, but we don't know how she felt.
Okay.
Is she going to continue to write a bunch of songs that are about her life, though, or is it going to be about other people's lives? Kind of like Sweeter Than Fiction was not a song about her.
It's,
okay. Yeah, Steve, I can't
songwriting is Taylor Swift's therapy.
Yeah, and it's very personal to her. I mean, she might have a couple songs that are about somebody else, but I mean, she's always done it where most of the songs in the album are about her own life.
Right. She said, Steve, in that quote we talked about earlier, "I live to write."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be about her life.
Her inspiration thus far has been personal experiences, so while it may not necessarily be her life, it's going to be something related to her, if that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah.
Steve knows what I'm saying.
I hear your words.
So the theme of the next album, I mean, the theme of Red, would you say what, was just one heartbreaking relationship? That was the overarching theme there?
Yes, but what she said was the album was filled with very intense emotions, and to her, those are all the color red.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's basically what it was.
Oh, gosh. So Monique asks us, can you guys tell us a cool story about something within your room?
A cool story. Okay.
I have a panda bear. That's my story.
Giant.
That's not a story. You just said you have a panda bear.
That is the story. That's the story.
That's a terrible story.
I saw it at Costco. I bought it. There's the story. I thought it was cool.
I actually have something right here. One of my friends, Taylor, will like this. She's from Australia.
What it is too.
Okay. She's from Australia, and she was nice enough to give me a can of Milo and some Tim Tams chocolates.
Ooh.
I haven't eaten them yet or drank the Milo because they're so pretty to look at, and I don't have another one, so I don't want to use all of it, but it's just really exciting because I'm from America and we don't have these things.
Oh, that's so nice of her.
Yeah.
I have to take a pause for a second and say hi to Sammy. Because she's watching.
Oh, hi, Sammy.
And she does.
Hi, Sammy.
She does tour date updates for us, and we like her.
Yes.
She does. So, hi Sammy. Everybody say hi. Oh, this is kind of funny. Steve, our good buddy Brian is in the chat, too. How do you pronounce his last name, Steve?
Oh, the Benowitz.
Yay!
Something to that effect. And somebody actually said hi to him and said, hi, Brian, with the difficult name to pronounce.
Nice.
Oh, look how we've branded him. Now he's Brian with the hard last name.
I know. We'll have to just
pronounce.
We'll have to replay his voicemail over and over again that has the his pronunciation, him pronouncing it.
Are you going to add it to some sort of little soundboard that we do? There we go.
Monique told me my story is bad, but everybody else is saying panda bears are awesome and they love pandas.
I love Costco, so I'm cool with that. The panda bear, not so much.
Steve, the panda came to watch you guys. Like, we hang out all the time. He's here to watch you.
Oh,
you should be flattered.
Hello, panda.
So, I don't know if anybody else has anything left on Fifth Album or if we should move on to mini-segments?
I think we should move on.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right, Maya, since you've been gone for a while, why don't you deliver our first one for us?
Okay. Let me find it. Oh, there it is. Okay, so this is from Listen to Swift 13 on Twitter, and they said, you know you're a Swiftie when you try to Swiftie talk with your friends and then say, never mind, it's a Swiftie thing.
Nice.
I've done that
before.
That
was like the most times I've ever said Swiftie in one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
wow.
That's a couple times.
That is.
Steve, I think you got the next one.
I got the next one here. Okay, the next one was an email from Nozomi, and you know you're a Swiftie when you plan to wake up at 6 a.m. on Sunday just to watch the live episode of Taylor Talk.
Wait, Steve, where'd you go? You, like, turned away.
Well, I was reading the screen. I didn't have that one memorized, unfortunately.
But that's that's nice.
It's not on this screen. It's on this screen over here.
Oh, Steve, you guys can't see.
Steve, I like how
technology.
You... I like how you like totally set up your room as a professional studio. For those listening right now that can't see, Steve has like these Taylor posters and records in the background. He has a screen in the background with TaylorTalk.org on it. Like, he made it look like a Taylor Swift documentary, and he's like an expert on the topic.
I just need the boom mic right here sitting there. That's the only thing.
Except
that would
be out of the camera view. So
I could build it somewhere. I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Nozomi. Thank you for waking up and participating in this episode with us. Next one is an email from Yesenia who says, you know you're Swiftie when you go to Target and cashier number 13 is open, so you run to it because it's a Swiftie thing. Oh, my gosh, I've done that.
I do that every time. I always look to see if 13's open.
13 usually is open, too.
Did like, you just say
always.
I always do?
No, you I did. Said 13 is almost
no, open. Before that. You said I always do. Before that.
I do. I do that also.
Okay.
I also go to check stand number 13.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
This next one comes from RedTSwift13 via email. And they say, you know you're Swiftie when you dress up as Taylor for Halloween and everyone automatically knows who you're dressed as. I want to see a picture.
That's cute. Yeah. Ooh, tweet us a picture.
Wait, who sent that one in?
RedTSwift13.
Oh, yeah, I did get a picture of it.
Well, thanks for sharing.
I forgot to share it with you guys.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, Adam.
Whoops.
I was Taylor for Halloween 2 years ago, and I had to explain my costume to some people. So I don't think it worked quite as well as yours did. But I tried.
Cool.
All right. Our next one is from Hannah, SwiftAgency13 on Twitter, and she said, you know you're a Swiftie when your friend says you shouldn't get a Taylor Swift number one fan shirt, you should get a Taylor Swift number one stalker shirt.
Nice. And this really is great. The girl that was listening to us in the bathroom, by the way, so.
Yeah, I think there's no denying that she is Taylor Swift's number one stalker.
Thank you, Hannah. We love her, though. It's okay.
Okay, and I guess I got the last one here.
The last one of the episode, unless some people are sending them in on the live stream. But go for it, Steve, and I'll not pay attention to you while I'm reading these.
Imagine that. This is normal. This one came from Twitter from xclaire17, and you know you're a Swiftie when the day after the exams you binge on Taylor Talk podcast to celebrate. True story. Mini segment.
Awesome.
Oh, that is so awesome. Are you listening right now? Hi, if you're listening right now, live.
I just waved.
I did too, Maya. Oh, yeah.
I'm waving now. Okay, so we actually did get a few of them in the live stream here, which I'll try and read through before they run out of the feed. We've got, you know you're Swiftie when you are awake at 2 a.m. just to watch Taylor Talk.
Holy wow. And that person is from Iran, too, which is really cool to me.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Hi.
That's
thank you for listening to this. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Then
that
we've
just
got,
made my day.
Then we've got Shelly2123 who says, you know you're a Taylor Talk Swiftie when you stop cleaning the house for this live cast. Wow. Can you, like, come clean my house instead? You see, here's the real secret.
Distraction.
Here's the real secret if you guys want the story.
I want the story.
Behind me, there's a giant stuffed panda bear. And to the other side of me, there is a Taylor Talk Live poster. And then I'm in the middle. Now, the reason for this is actually so you can't see how messy the room I'm in actually is.
Oh.
So, Shelly, by all means, please help me out here.
It almost looks like you're in a cave there or something, Adam. Like, it's completely, pitch
black.
It
is a little creepy.
Is it?
Yeah, the only thing you can see in the background is this panda head.
Well, that's all right. Moving on with these live stream ones, we got Hannah Gales. You know you're Swiftie when you automatically want to sing, but I'm feeling 22 whenever someone says, I don't know about you.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
Oh, I found another one from Emily. You know you're a Swiftie when you stop eating dinner to listen to the live episode of Taylor Talk. Now that's dedication.
Oh, awesome.
That is dedication. Thank you.
I'm starving right now.
Emily.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Saw another one. What is this? Kazzy273 got up at 4:45 to watch this.
Wow.
So, thank you. That's...
And I know, Adam, you tried your best to, like, come up with a time that you were hoping was going to work out
for the entire world.
Yeah, that's
which
not
is
right.
Impossible,
at least most of it.
But,
right,
yeah.
Right. We tried.
But at least people watching in are making it work. So we've got a couple more still. I'm going through it. We got Maria, who says, if Swifties ruled the world, you guys would have got Taylor to be in the podcast with you. That would have been cool if Taylor was live with us.
Next time, guys.
Yeah, right. Well, Taylor's no foreigner to this live chat system, because this is how she did her Red announcement last year. So
yeah, that's true.
She knows how it works.
Adam, I see one that I think was directed to you. You know you're a Swiftie because you got Adam to sign your Taylor Talk shirt.
Yes!
With a lot of exclamation points. That's from Liz.
That's Liz, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Liz, it's going to be on its way soon. We got a bunch of orders in yesterday for our second birthday, and they'll be shipped out, hopefully, if we finish this in time, and the post office is still open today. Otherwise, they'll be out as soon as possible.
Yay!
So what else we got? Evan said, you know you're Swiftie when you ask to work during the day so you could watch the live chat at 6. That was nice of you, Evan.
Good job,
that
Evan.
Is nice.
Rearranging your work schedule. Right. Male Swiftie, where are my other male Swifties? Well, Evan's one of them, so say hi to Evan. Make a friend.
And there's two on this podcast.
There are.
There you go.
Two and two. Asha says, you know you're Swiftie when you're conflicted on whether to listen to Taylor or listen to Taylor talk before you go to sleep. I am honored that you placed us as high as Taylor right now. That blows my mind.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then finally, the last one I'm finding here is from Pierce, who says, you know you're a Swiftie when you convince your mom to take you to Nashville so you can see where Taylor was discovered.
Wow.
Bluebird Cafe. That's so cool.
Bluebird Cafe, when Steve and I went there, it was very, very busy, and we couldn't get in.
Right.
The line was, down the street.
It's one of those ones that you're best, planning it. They even have a calendar. You can, sign up to reserve a spot for a certain day and that kind of stuff. So if you guys ever do make it to Nashville, that's definitely what you want to do.
Cool. Thank you for the good advice, Steve.
That's what I'm here for.
Our next mini segment is, what are Swifties listening to, which we haven't done in a while, have we?
No.
Oh, other than when I suggested the Hunter Hayes one, which is...
I was going to say, didn't we just do that,
Yeah, but that was suggested by me. That wasn't a submission.
Okay.
So, Mariah emailed us, and I'll just read the email because I thought it was a lot of fun. She says, hi, it's Mariah here, and I have a What Are Swifties Listening To? Won't Go Home Without You by Maroon 5, who I am totally obsessed with. I love this song because it tells a story which reminded me of Taylor songs, which reminded me of Taylor talk. Oh, and thank you guys for helping me get through my parents' ridiculously loud snoring while I was camping. Such a lifesaver.
Yeah. Oh, snoring is the worst. I'm sorry you had to put up with that.
Oh my gosh, I know somebody who snores, but I'm not going to say it on here live. Steve's raising his hand. Okay, I can say it. So in Nashville for Taylor's last concert, Steve and I roomed together, and try sleeping in a room with Steve. Oh my gosh.
Oh, Adam, you didn't have many choices, though. It was either that or not sleep in a hotel room at all.
Yeah, it would be like a park bench, back of a taxi cab.
Right.
Something like that.
It was probably a little bit better, even if you had to deal with the snoring.
Yeah, so do you guys think we should announce the contest winner yet?
Is it the end of the episode yet?
No, I was just teasing everybody. It's not time for that.
I'm sure all of their hearts started pounding and their palms got sweaty because mine did, because I want to find out who won because I don't know.
Yeah, so Asha just asked us about what would Taylor do? You guys haven't done that in a while. So Asha, if you can send us one really quick.
Or anyone.
Yeah, or anyone. Send us a what would Taylor do.
Yeah, we haven't done anything in a long time.
We haven't done that in a long time. But while we are reading off our shout-outs, somebody sends something in. And if one of you guys could keep an eye on the live chat for that real quick while I read the shout-outs. These shout-outs here are for people that have voted for us for the podcast awards thus far and told us about it. So I hope there's a lot more than just this people. From Twitter, we got @AvrilRose13, @DaleSwiftie, @JamieLoveTaylor, @WildAndFree727, @EvanHolmquist, @Android, @Swifty, @TaySwiftyUK. Do you guys mind if I stop saying @ before everyone's username?
Yeah,
sure.
That's fine.
Okay. The Agency BR, Crests of Waves, TayTay13Swift13, HalfLight13, Arundel_M, NYNKEDX, LydiaKendall13, MEBGenitsFan, I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, but those are all of them that have tweeted us and said you voted. If I forgot anyone, I'm really sorry. Just bug me about it, and I'll add it to the next episode. Off of Twitter, we have Taylor, Carly, Callie, Ashley, Jen, Sammy, Lizzie, Jenna, Danny, Brian, another Brian, Holly, Pete, Abby, Sophia, Brent, Lena, and actually another Lena. So thank you to everybody who has voted thus far. That's very kind of you. Nice. And we appreciate it. And speaking of the voting, everybody in this live chat, I'm hoping, has either already voted or will vote right now and continue to vote, because voting is open for the next... Are we down to 13 days now?
Yeah,
open
I think
for two
so.
Days?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I left Steve as the big camera while I read the shout-outs. Oops.
Whoops.
Hey,
at least
there
he didn't do anything embarrassing.
Whoa. Yeah.
There I am. So something I thought would be fun, guys, is for those of you watching, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to show you the voting process really quick, because Google lets me do that. It's actually kind of neat. So let me do this. Tell me if it works, please, guys.
Okay.
Do you guys see it?
Yeah. Yes.
You guys see. All right. So I'm going to try and be as descriptive as possible for those of you that are listening rather than watching. So what I did was I went to podcastawards.com. Then right up there, here we go. Voting closes November 15th at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So be sure to vote every day until then. So here's what we're going to do. Taylor Talk is in two categories, People's Choice and Entertainment. So I'm scrolling down. People's Choice is the first category right there. So I click Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast. Then under Best Produced, for those of you guys who don't know, I also host a podcast called Hogwarts Radio that is up for Best Produced Award, so we'll check that. If you keep scrolling down, the business category here, you guys don't have to do this, but I'm voting for Smart Passive Income because the guy who runs it, Pat Flynn, is a really super cool guy, and that's a great podcast. I really enjoy listening to it, so I'm voting for it. Keep scrolling down. Here we are in the entertainment category. Click Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast. Right next to us, MuggleNet Academia in the education category. I'm voting for them because they're pretty cool. I like them. They're some friends. And then these other categories, I don't really know anybody. I'm not really familiar with those podcasts, so I'm going to scroll to the bottom. You got to type in your full name. For me, that is Adam Bromberg. Your email address. Make sure this is a valid email, guys, because when you're voting, they might send you a verification email to make sure you're not like a robot or anything. Then there's a little bubble checkbox here. It says listener, podcast, or both. I am both. You guys will probably be listeners unless you have a podcast, in which case, share it with us because we'd love to give it a listen. And then finally, I'm just going to hit submit. And data, what's this error?
You got an error message?
I got an error message. That's embarrassing while we're live. Your nominations or votes have already been made. So I think I am still within 24 hours of my vote, and that's probably why it happened.
But that's the process, though.
That is the exact process, how you do it. I'm going to try it.
And make sure that you check your email, because if you do have a confirmation email that you get there, you'll have to click the link on that one, and then it opens up and it says success, you know, that you voted.
Yes, exactly. I am going to try one more time here and hope that it actually works, because that was a little bit embarrassing, wasn't it? Everybody's, like, watching me attempt to vote.
Well,
and
I think you
work.
Might have accidentally voted already today.
Well,
I mean, not on accident. Obviously, that would not be an accident. That would be a good thing. But
yeah.
All right. So I am both, and I will hit submit. There we go. Thank you for your vote.
Yay!
Success.
Yay!
All right.
So I have voted. For those of you watching live, I hope you guys also voted. Now I got to figure out how to get this back to our faces.
I think you just...
And well, we
there
got,
we go.
We got a back. What would Taylor do while you were doing that.
Perfect. What is it?
Asha said, what would Taylor do or say if she got to see the computer guy who taught her guitar again?
Ooh. Oh.
She would definitely say thank you.
I feel like she would probably hug him a lot.
Yeah. I mean, he's like the reason Taylor Swift plays the guitar.
He is the reason Taylor Swift exists.
Now, that would be her mom and dad.
Yeah.
Biologically, that would be her mom and dad. But
yes.
In terms of the music sense, it would be...
You guys get the idea.
Yeah.
So does anybody else?
I wonder if she has like seen him since then.
I wonder if she even remembers his name or anything, or if that guy even knows.
Because no, he knows, because there's people that have been all like, oh my gosh, I found the Twitter account for this guy. This guy like has a Twitter account that like a bunch of Taylor Swift fans follow.
Oh, really?
I've seen it before. No, I don't know what it is. I didn't choose to follow him because that's going a little bit too far into that stalker realm for me.
Okay, well, I'm not afraid of that. So if anyone knows what his Twitter is, can you let me know? Because I want to see. I might not follow him. That would be weird, but I want to see.
Yes, so our friend Plove Mad, where do you guys say this person was from? Iran?
Iran.
Yeah. Yeah. Said Taylor Talk must win the podcast awards. Thank you for the support.
Yes.
That's so our nice best of you. So where are we? We did our group vote. Oh, I think we're finally actually to the big announcement.
Oh man.
Oh,
this is the time. This is the moment.
Here we go.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh god.
Oh no.
Where's that drum roll at?
Who's nervous? Who's nervous right now?
No, but it's not.
Who's nervous? And the big winner is. I gotta do the drum roll one more time because that was really cool. Am I making you all nervous yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys really? Oh, I didn't even share with you guys who the winner is, did I?
No.
Adam.
We're on the edge of our seat.
Can we just get to the point now?
Wait. And the big winner is. Do you think the big winner is listening right now?
Adam. Adam.
I'm going to punch you in the face through Skype. Like,
that wouldn't be very nice.
That wouldn't be very nice, but it would be something that is well deserved.
See? Thank you, Steve.
I'm having way too much fun with these sound effects. Right. So should I go for real this time?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, because people are going to get bored.
The big winner, everybody, is, drum roll please, a girl named Sophie from Belgium.
Ooh. Congratulations, Sophie. That's so exciting.
Congrats, Sophie. So I don't know if you're listening or not right now, but you're going to get an email from me shortly after this live broadcast asking for your shirt size, because there is a Taylor Talk shirt that is included in this grand prize, and I wouldn't want to send you the wrong size because that would kind of stink. But
that would.
I am very glad that that Sophie from Belgium won. Her Twitter account that she entered with is at SophieSpeakNow13. So if you're watching at SophieSpeakNow13, you just won. And I'm really actually quite happy because I looked at her tweet here and realized she was talking about how here in Belgium we can't buy all this merch. So I feel very like special that we are able to share certain things that she cannot get.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
That's awesome.
So it's kind of cool. I mean, I'm sorry, U.S. people, but you guys can buy it. These international Swifties really, really deserve some help here. And I'm really glad that she won. It's going to cost me a fortune to ship it, but it's worth it.
Right.
So congrats, Sophie. Thank you to everybody who entered. We really appreciate the support. We really, really do. It's awesome.
Yes, thanks.
Now, before we go, I know it's coming to an end, but on the plus side, this was longer than a normal episode, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
This was up really to an hour and seven minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Sophie's getting so many congrats in here in the live chat.
Yeah,
nice.
That's sweet.
That is so sweet. Oh, shoot. We tricked Sophia. She almost had a heart attack when she heard Soph.
Sorry,
Sophia.
We still love you, don't worry.
Anyway, guys, if you want to submit to any of the mini segments or to the future shows in general and offer feedback, remember all the various ways to contact us. You can email us, taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. You can tweet us, Facebook us, or Taylor Connect us to taylortalk13. Our next episode is going to be a midweek episode where we answer your Ask FM questions. So if you want to submit a question for Ask FM, our account is ask.fm/TaylorTalk13. What else is there? I'm forgetting. I haven't done this in so long. We also got our voicemail and text message system. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, the number for that is area code 240-31-SWIFT. And something I recently learned about is if you're in Canada, international rates do apply, so just be aware of that. And then finally, everybody can leave us a voicemail right on our website, taylortalk.org. If you forgot any of those, just visit taylortalk.org and, click the little contact tab, and all those methods are in there, and all the mini segments, overview, so you know what you can submit for. It's a pretty cool resource for you guys. So taylortalk.org. And then, of course, finally, the episode guide for episode 95 of Taylor Talk is going to be at taylortalk.org/episode95. So check it out. Now, for those of you listening in the future, I hope you didn't get too confused by things we referred to on the camera. It's quite possible that you did. But I'm afraid it's time to say bye. Aww. Oh, look, someone said Adam's perfect at this segment. That's nice of you.
You would win that one. You're like, compliment to me. Zone in on that one.
Well, Steve's gotten a lot of compliments on his room, all his surroundings, with all his Taylor Swift
Steve's
posters.
Room is awesome.
Yeah, Steve's room is really cool.
There were some people that asked about my books back there. I can't go through them all, but I have a lot of...
Harry Potter, that's all.
Harry Potter, that's the important one, so...
Yeah, so, guys, this was a lot of fun. I'm really glad we got to finally do a live episode. We've been talking about it for well over a year and never actually got around to doing it. So, hope everybody had fun. Did my hosts have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we going to do this again sometime?
Don't sound too enthusiastic there, guys. Seriously.
No, it was really fun. I was so nervous before, but, like, this exceeded my expectations. So.
This was great, yeah. And I'm, shocked. Oh, Liz is asking right now, will this be on iTunes? The answer to that question for everyone watching is yes. This will be on iTunes at its normal scheduled time. So for those of you watching it live, you got kind of a sneak peek this week. It won't be on iTunes till our normal scheduled time on Monday morning. So that is when it will be up on there. Oh, someone said for episode 113 we should do a live one again.
Oh,
well, that's maybe a good idea.
That could be good.
That's going to come up really soon, actually. Because we're doing 2 shows per week.
That is.
A bit like in 3 weeks.
So Monique is asking if this is how we do podcasts usually. And the short answer to that is no. We actually talk on Skype normally. We don't use this whole Google Plus system.
And we don't usually see our faces point. Either.
No.
Yeah, we don't usually see each other.
So who else is asking last minute questions before we go? A lot of people are saying congrats to Sophie still. So that's more or less it. I have nothing else to say. I just want to say bye. I really want to thank everybody participating because there's so many people in here right now in this live chat that it's a little bit overwhelming. Although we're losing numbers right now. Apparently people don't like hearing us spiel at the end. But
well, that's because I think it's over. So.
Yeah.
They're leaving.
Wrap it up, Adam.
I know. It's just so hard. I don't want to say bye to everybody. It's been so much fun.
We can do it again sometime.
Yeah.
We will. So for episode 95 of Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast, this has been Adam.
Maya.
Dan.
And Steve.
Saying goodbye, guys. We will see you all for our regularly scheduled programming on... Well, this episode will come out Monday, then our next one will be Thursday, and we will see you all then. And remember, please vote every day in the Podcast Awards, podcastawards.com. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Take care.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.